Article audio is made possible by Cast 11 Prescott Podcast Network, a Talking Glass Media production. The attention of fans, players and coaches on a baseball game between the Bradshaw Mountain Bears and the St. Mary's Knights in Phoenix momentarily switched from the action on the diamond to a streaking ball of light in the sky during the fourth inning of Monday night's contest. It was fitting that the spectacle, a SpaceX launch in California but viewable in Phoenix, took place in the fourth inning as that was the frame when the Bradshaw Mountain offense took off in a 16-8 victory. The Bears scored 8 runs in the fourth inning on 6 hits and 3 walks to turn a 5-2 deficit into a comfortable 10-5 lead. Bradshaw Mountain wasn't satisfied and scored at least a run in each of the final 3 innings, outscoring St. Mary's 6-2 in that time. Despite the margin of victory, things weren't going well for Bradshaw Mountain in the first 2 innings. After scoring a quick 2 runs off St. Mary's in the first inning, the Knights responded and scored 5 unanswered runs off Bradshaw Mountain. 4 of those runs came in the second inning as Bradshaw Mountain struggled defensively. A pair of errors put the first 2 batters at second and third with nobody out. After a sacrifice fly to tie the game at 2, a ball was lost in the lights. That allowed another St. Mary's run to score and the batter ended up at third base. A walk and a subsequent stolen base put runners at second and third as junior Zach Tanner hit a 2-run single to give St. Mary's the 5-2 lead. The Bears had defensive issues at other times in the game as well, committing 4 errors in total. St. Mary's also struggled defensively with 3 errors of their own. A win's a win, but it was relatively ugly, especially at the beginning, Bradshaw Mountain head coach Brian Bundrick said. Even at the halfway point of the season, Bundrick said the team is still trying to create an identity with players out due to injury or illness. We got new players and new spots, Bundrick said. We have good talent, there's no doubt, we just don't know each other yet and I don't know from day to day who's going to be my starting shortstop or third baseman or this or that. It's kind of identity by fire. The tide turned for Bradshaw Mountain after keeping St. Mary's scoreless in the third inning, allowing the offense to return to the form it started the game with. We figured out how to stop the flames on our end and figure out how to make a few plays and then took that confidence into the on-deck circle and up to bat and start having a few quality at-bats and scoring a few runs and put pressure on them, Bundrick said. The Bears opened the fourth inning with a double and a bunt single to put runners at first and third. A steal of second base, 1 of 7 on the night for the Bears, prompted a throw to second that allowed the runner at third to break for the plate. The throw to the plate hit the St. Mary's pitcher, allowing the run to score and the other runner to move up to third base. A hit by pitch and a walk loaded the bases for team RBI leader Garrison Jones, who again came through for the Bears with a bases clearing double. I came in clutch, which that was my goal to, have a team hit, not go up there and look to hit it out but get a base hit to get my team some runs, Jones said. That's all I kept in mind, just keep doing what I'm doing and square the ball up. Jones led the Bears with 4 RBIs on the night, bringing his total to 23 on the season, to go along with 4 hits and 6 at-bats. Seniors Mason Hunt and Nate Reynolds added another 2 runs in the inning on singles and junior Isaiah Avila capped the big frame by driving in 2 more runs with a single. Senior pitcher Shane Livesay earned the win for the Bears, allowing 6 runs, 2 earned, on 7 hits across 5 innings while walking 2 and striking out 2. Sophomore TJ Drake pitched the final 2 innings, allowing 2 unearned runs on 1 hit while walking 1 and striking out 5. The Bears, 7-6, 0-0-4A Grand Canyon, open region play with a doubleheader on the road against Lee Williams on Saturday beginning at noon. Bradshaw Mountain is looking to make it 3 region titles in a row, which Bundrick admits will be difficult. We always play in one of the toughest regions, Bundrick said. We're kind of laughed at being up north and then we come down here and we play a lot of their teams and we definitely have a tougher schedule than most of them. It's going to be a battle but we're ready for it I hope. Bundrick hopes the return of ace pitcher Rylan Osbjornsson this weekend and others will help level things out a bit for the team. To listen to the entire game recap including interviews with the coach and players, tune in to Talkin' Central Arizona Sports with Torrence Dunham on Cast 11. Read more stories and sports on SignalsAZ.com.